With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, that's how I typically handle, like, Yahoo season-long winnings. We'll go into, like, when I have season-long Yahoo winnings, I'll put it into, like, Yahoo DFS or, like, the other way around. Like, if I have season-long ways to play, like, my Yahoo wallet just works back and forth kind of the way you're describing it, you know, using the underlying. Yeah, I don't play on there all that much, mostly when I'm doing shows for them, like the single-game show.
Welcome to Stochastic's No Host Advantage NBA show for the four-game Thursday night NBA slate. I'm your host, Neil Orfield. You can find me on Twitter at PlayerQDFS. Sorry, it's a six-game slate, not a four-game slate. This show is produced by Mike Lawrence. You can find him on Twitter at AwesomeYo. And we're joined today by DFS legend Terry McBride, who you can find on Twitter at DigitalB21. While you're coming in, please do like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and hit that notification button so you can get alerts when our shows go live. By the way, if you haven't already signed up for No Host Advantage, you can also use promo code Stochastic to take advantage of our first match deposit bonus up to $100. You put $100 into your account, right away you get another $100 to spend on the site. Pretty nifty deal. Terry, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. Kind of an uneventful day. It's another gray, like, it's not actually raining. Yesterday was just nasty here. It was raining, and part of the day it was actually just, it wasn't snow, it wasn't hail, it wasn't rain, it was just like slush just falling directly from the sky and becoming slush on the sidewalk. So we're not having that kind of an afternoon here, but it's not like a nice day. So it's been kind of just an indoor lazy kind of hangout day. But yeah, we're doing all right. Basketball didn't go great last night. Had a couple chasers, but we didn't get over the top. But yeah, looking to get back into it today. How about you?
Yeah, yesterday was a step backwards for me in terms of the NBA DFS. I had a few nice slates in a row. Friday and Monday, I, you know, started entering a little bit more, and, you know, got eighth on Friday, got 14th on Monday in the big contest on DraftKings, then played last night and just got crushed. So that was not so fun. But hopefully we can get back to it, get back on top tonight.
Those are always those important, like, you know, reminders, right? You're sitting there, you've won
right.
slates
it's
in
not
a row.
That
you're
easy.
You're putting, you know, top 100 lineups every day, and then all of a sudden you just get whipped and you don't put anything in the top few thousand. And it's just like, oh, right, I didn't crack this. I didn't figure this out. I'm just following the process. Just following the results.
Exactly. Yeah. And the weather here also, you know, it's Minnesota. We don't really have great Januaries in general, but not looking forward to next week. My wife is going out of town, so I'm here alone with my dog, who is just like, my wife is his person. Like, he's just like, shadows her everywhere. So he's going to be already in a bad mood. And then it's going to be like negative temps here, and just, we're not going to be able to go outside. He's going to be so depressed. So not looking forward to that, but what are you going to do? That is Minnesota weather for you. Anyway, enough.
It's weird because I'm complaining about a 45 degree January, right? It is a 45. Mild winter in New Jersey. Like, it's been a pretty good one, so I can't really complain that much.
And yeah, I don't 45, mind. Man, that sounds nice.
Let's
I'm
be honest,
jealous
if it
of
was like 70 and sunny, I'd probably be inside looking at DFS stuff. Anyways. Right.
Good point. All right. Enough talk about the weather. We'll talk some No Host Advantage NBA. No Host Advantage does offer two types of contests, and if you'd rather just play against the house, you can do that. If you hit all of your picks, you can net up to 20x your entry fee playing against the house. But what we're primarily going to be talking about today are the Pick'em contests. No Host Advantage is offering a few different Pick'em contests tonight, and they're doing us a favor. They're creating contests that are likely to have some overlay. This is a rare opportunity, so I'd recommend taking advantage of it while you can. You can't find overlay every day. We have three different pick 'em contest options today. The biggest is the $10 buy-in slam dunk contest. The contest allows for up to 1,200 entries in it, but the prize pool is guaranteed. So if it doesn't fill up all the way, the prizes listed will still be paid out. The top prize for that one is $5,000. The next is the $5 buy-in finger roll contest. This one can have up to 480 entries with $1,000 up top. And then finally, we do have a triple up contest today as well. The jump shot, it's a $10 buy-in, 36 entries, top 10 place, triple their money, into turn $10 into $30. So if you're not familiar with the NoHost Advantage Pick'em contest structure, it's pretty simple. They post a bunch of static prop lines for different players. You choose 10 of those lines and pick either the over or the under on each. You rank them in the order of your confidence in them, because your top pick, the 10-point spot, you get 10 points if you get it right. So you want to have the pick you're most confident in up top. Second pick gets 9 points, all the way down to your bottom pick just gets 1 point, even if you get it right. So, you rank it based in order of confidence, and then your team or teams are ranked against the field, and the team with the most points wins the contest. If you're not sure who to pick, we've got Terry here to help you out, give us some of his favorite picks from today. And we'll start by talking some overs. We'll start with some overs, then go to some unders. So Terry, let's start by talking about some overs that you like in today. Sure. On NoHost Advantage. Any in particular that you like in these pick 'em contests?
Yeah, we can dive into some of these overs. And the important thing to tell the people too, real quick, is, you know, as much fun as I'm having, sharing these picks with you guys, you can jump on Stochastic and use the exact same numbers that I'm using for free. Our NoHost Advantage projections are always free. We've got the free optimal lineup builds up there. So you can jump up, you can watch the show and go along with us and look at these win rates, the exact same ones that I'm looking at right here. Like on the top of the overs column right now, Ben Simmons sitting there with an assists prop of just 5.5 assists. And nobody really likes Ben Simmons, it seems. I'm kind of going to try and get myself on the Ben Simmons bandwagon a little bit. Hey, it's an NBA player who never shoots and doesn't like to shoot. And he likes to go out there and rebound and facilitate a little bit. So let's give him something to do, something that he's good at doing. 29.6% assist rate. He averages 6.4 in 27.5 minutes a game. We're projecting him for 28.4 minutes tonight. There's going to be plenty of still missing Nets pieces like Kevin Durant, obviously. So plenty for him to do out there. I like him to get to that number. It's our highest rated over. It's sitting at 89.2% to go over. We've got quite a few unders that are stronger than that. There's 10 or a dozen or so over or unders that are 90%+. Some of them I don't necessarily agree with, or at least I think there's a little bit of reason to expect some fragility. Where this one, I just think Ben Simmons cruises over 5.5 assists. So I like this one quite a bit. One of the stronger confidence plays on the entire slate. You can take a look at some of these other overs from the same game on the same side. Maybe a little bit of correlation involved with Kyrie Irving on the three-pointer prop. Line's only at 2.5. We've got him projected to shoot to hit 3.91. And when we're going for these three-pointer props, we talk about it a lot. We're looking for volume. Kyrie takes 8.6 a game. That's enough to support that kind of a line. He makes 3.2. He's shooting 37% from three. And when we're just thinking about a guy with plenty to do tonight, Kyrie is definitely going to be involved and what's going on the court for the Nets with all the absences. Looking at his recent volume, 5 attempts, 2 makes, 7 attempts, 7 attempts, 5 makes 2 games ago, 15 attempts, 8 makes. That's the kind of night we're looking for. If we get the 15 attempts kind of a night, or if we get the 10 attempts kind of a night, I think we cruise to this number as well. 2.5 is not a lot to ask from Kyrie. So yeah. I like those two. I like those two on the same card just to start us off.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can correlate those picks with the Ben Simmons assist, Kyrie over 3-pointers. Yeah, those are nicely correlated lines right off the bat. Taking some overs. Do you feel strongly about this Jalen Duren rebounds prop, 8.5 being the line? Man, we have Jalen Duren. Oh yeah, I am still in the overs. Okay, we have Jalen Duren now projected for 11 rebounds in this game. That is quite the total for Jalen Duren. Do you you're going to be playing this one, you think?
That is a lofty total for Jalen Duren. I'm looking at it. We've got him projected to play, let's call it 5-ish minutes beyond his average. The guy averages 8.8 rebounds a game, 17.5% rebounding rate. In a per 36 sense, that's a 12.9 rebounding average. So we don't have him quite projected to play 36 minutes, but I think we can support the idea that the 10.5 is realistic, the 11-ish, maybe pushing it out to the edge a little bit, but 10.5, I think is a realistic expectation. And with a line at only 8.5, we're calling it an 86%, or so. We're not saying it's the absolute strongest. It's not the total nuts play of the entire slate here, but it does look like a pretty strong one. And I think there's a lot of reason to support that idea, just with a few additional minutes that he gets there. And it's right on his season long average. So let's say we're wrong about the minutes. He only plays his average minutes. We still got a good shot at this one. So knock it down. You know, it's not an 86% or anymore, but maybe we're talking about something in the 60s, somewhere around there. Maybe it's a coin flip, but we've still got a crack at it. It's not one that just totally becomes unrealistic if we're wrong about the minutes. So I always like those when we're looking at some of these overs.
Right on. And I mean, we're kind of saving the best for last a little bit by doing these overs first. As you alluded to, a lot of our best props today are actually the unders, in term, including one that is the first I've ever seen that we have a 100% chance of hitting. So we're talking about locks a little bit in chat. Somebody said, well, there's no such thing as a lock. And I'm like, well, we might have one today. It might be the first time ever that I'm going to call something a lock.
But I have mentioned on this show before, I do wish we wouldn't do that because it's not 100%, right?
Right. There's no such thing as
100%. It can be 99 plus, right? We can call it 99 plus all day long. We should not be listing that at 100% because especially with a player like TJ Warren, I mean, he's projected for, I believe, I'll flip back to it. Let's just tackle it now. Okay. Because it is also, you know, potentially correlated with that Ben Simmons over and that Kyrie over. You could play this TJ Warren under. The one we're talking about is his PRA. The line's at an absurd 22.5. It makes total sense that this is a very, very strong and pretty safe play. But we've got him projected to play 13.9 minutes. We're not talking about a guy who we expect to play, you know, 2 minutes, maybe if the coach is feeling nice to him at the end of the game. This is a guy who is going to be involved. And if something goes haywire, if somebody stubs a toe, if Ben Simmons comes out of the game for a while, if something, you know, X, Y, and Z happen, there is a realistic path to TJ Warren playing 20-ish minutes. The guy averages 19 a game and has a 13.7 PRA average. That includes some games, a few games back where he was playing, you know, around the 20 minute mark. And in those games, just if we're going back, let's see, just on January 17th, for example, he played 24 minutes, scored 19 real life points, 5 boards, fortunately no assists. So that put him at a 24 PRA. That puts him over. 22 minutes the game before that, 28 minutes the game before that, he scored 9 points, 3 boards and an assist. And then the game in the 28, so he missed that time, but in the 28 minute game, he had 20 points, a board and an assist. So if he gets the minutes, there is potential for him to get or approach that line, right? So all I'm saying is I do think it's an absurdly strong play. I do think it's a very high confidence pick for this slate. We shouldn't be calling it 100% because there is a path to it breaking, right?
Okay.
So I disagree with it being a total mortal lock. I would not bet my life on it, but I would just bet a fairly significant amount of money on it.
Okay. So to be fair, I believe these odds are just based on 10,000 simulations, right? So in our 10,000 sims, the under hit every single time. Right. So it did happen in those 10,000 sims.
It's an infinitesimal chance based on the inputs that we're giving it, but those inputs are using only a 14-minute spread, right? It doesn't. Right. It's using a 14-minute spread and then standard deviations out from that, I imagine, is how we're doing it. So yeah, it falls within the range of expectation that it didn't hit that in 10,000 samples, but that's not able to account for the twist of that minutes just changed because two guys got hurt in the first quarter.
Okay. Right. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree. Yeah, there's no such thing as a mortal. This is just semantics, we're getting down the math rabbit hole. Okay. But you say that you're not willing to, so it's not 100%. You're not willing to bet your entire life on it. However, let's say you're playing 100 lineups tonight on Noah's Advantage in this pick 'em contest. Do you lock this one into your top spot? Just because, I mean, it's 100%, maybe it's 99.99%. Is that worth just locking into that top spot for you?
Probably not across a full slate of 100. I might change out, you know, a handful of them just for variance sake. But it would be, you know, I would maybe use it in the 9 spot instead of the 10 spot, the 8 spot instead of the 10 spot, and then rotate some of these others. We do have, you know, TJ Warren rebounds immediately below it, 99.3% likely to go under. So you could rotate between those and just use his rebound one in place of his PRA one, just in case, you know, on some of these ones. We've also got Caris LeVert on his PRA. We've got Emmanuel Quickley on his PRA, 99.2% probable to go under, 97.5% probable to go under. So there's a lot to work with on this slate. So just for variance sake, just for the chance of being different, if I'm entering that many times, I do want to create some differentiation across those cards. And if that one goes pop, it takes down a huge chunk of the slate with it, I'm sure. So then I'm sitting pretty with my one or two differentiated lineups.
Yeah, that's fair. We don't have, you know, it'd be different if we had this TJ Warren at 100% and then the next bet was at like 88% or something. Sure. But we've got several that are, you know, over 90%, even a few that are over 99%. So no real need to lock this one in. I will say I feel more confident locking in an under than an over. Like an over, it's like, well, he might play a few minutes and get hurt, so I don't want to lock that in. But an under like this, it's like, well, things would really have to go haywire for this to hit the over. But
something,
as you said,
yeah, absolutely. Something really needs to change. But I mean, we are talking about, you know, it is worth mentioning, we are talking about a Nets team that is currently listing Seth Curry is questionable. Royce O'Neal is, I believe, probable. But I mean, that's two relevant bodies that could be out of the rotation here and could create a little bit more of a realistic path to minutes. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's I'm not the you. Meteor striking the arena or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm not betting my life on it either. I'm with you. All right. Well, we switched over to unders. Let's get back to the overs because you know we want to we've got a number of unders that we want to talk about. I'm just looking at this.
It's a theme on these shows too. The overs are more fun, so we always like talking overs.
Yeah, the overs are more fun.
And sweating, right? Nobody wants to sweat an under.
Yeah, yeah.
Hope guys aren't making shots. We want to root for a guy to go out there and knock down eight threes and blow away our line here.
The overs are more fun, but the unders are generally better bets. So we,
true,
you know, we can spend a good amount of time on both, I guess.
Yeah, we do.
So we talked about the correlation with these, the Ben Simmons assists and the Kyrie Irving three-pointers. Well, what about another one? Looking at the overs, we have Seth Curry going over 11.5 points, 76% of the time. Any interest in parlaying that Seth Curry points prop with a Ben Simmons assist prop, or you know, one of these other options we have. We also we have a number of Nets near the top here that we can kind of make some correlations with. Is that something that you're tending to want to do? Is, you know, make correlations with your picks here?
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be an open format for this game. It's against Detroit, so there's, you know, obviously plenty of upside for offense in this game. As I mentioned, you know, there's a number of pieces that are out or questionable for the Nets. Seth Curry is one of those pieces. He's dealing with a little bit of knee pain, but Brooklyn's favored by a lot, so you can, you know, have the whole idea of blowout narrative supports just a rising tide for scoring for everybody. I definitely don't dislike that Seth Curry points prop on its own at 11.5. We've got him projected to score about 15 points tonight. It seems very realistic to me. Looking at him on the points per game line, he's 10.8 points per game in 23 minutes. We've got him currently slated to play 28 minutes. So bearing in mind, you know, that's to just go back to that other conversation real quick. That's 28 minutes where if he doesn't go, that's floating out there for people to grab now, right? So that's where I was looking at some of those TJ Warren numbers. But assuming that Seth Curry's a full go, plays that 28 minutes, I like him to get to that line. And you can play with that one. And you can also go up the board a little bit at 79% on the overs, his three-pointers made. It's at 1.5. We've got him projected for 2.5. And when we think about three-point shooters, I mean, Seth Curry, maybe not the absolute volume that we're chasing just based on his minutes played, 4.5 takes a game, 1.9 makes a game, because he's only playing that 23 minutes a night. If Seth Curry was out there playing 32, 33 minutes a night, he'd be a chucker. He'd be shooting like, you know, 8-10 threes a game. But he would be not a chucker because he's one of the best three-point shooters on percentage basis in the history of the NBA. He's currently at 43.3% for this season. As of last year, he was, I believe, our all-time three-point percentage leader, better than his brother. I don't know that that's still the case, but he's a very, very good three-point shooter. So I don't mind chasing that one for the same reasons at a little higher number.
One more question just about a little bit of strategy. So, you know, we talked about like the blowout potential. You brought up the blowout potential for this Nets game. Does that worry you at all? Like, does that make you more inclined to just focus on those unders? Because some of these guys, like, yeah, these overs that we have here on these Nets guys are assuming that they're going to play a reasonable number of minutes. There is a chance that they just completely blow out this Pistons team. It's over halfway through the third quarter. Do you think it's safer just to take unders and not really worry about these overs as much?
Not really, because these are realistic numbers anyway, right?
Yeah,
these are if they're going to blow this team out, these guys are, I don't want to say definitely, but it is very, very likely that these guys have achieved these numbers. And even in a close game, I would think that these guys are, you know, achieving these numbers and floating around these minutes. So I don't really see any fragility on the idea of a blowout. I think that if they come out in the third quarter, they've already gotten there, like 5.5 assists for Ben Simmons. I think he gets there if they've lit this team up and they're leading by 20 some odd points with 100 and change on the board at the end of the third quarter. You know, so I think there's plenty of reason to expect that they're going to get to to these numbers anyway. It's not like we're dealing with massive overs here. You know, if it was approaching like 10 assists or something like that, then I'd be concerned about it. If it was 4.5 threes for Kyrie Irving, something like that, I'd be worried about. 2.5 threes, he's going to make his three threes if they're going to blow this team out tonight.
Yeah. Okay. I have one more question. So, Jamie has just pointed out Seth Curry is questionable tonight. You said this as well. You mentioned that Seth Curry is questionable. Let's say Seth Curry is ruled out. Do you see any of these props that become a little bit more juicy to you? I mean, we're not going to dig deep into the ones that are like 50% likely right now, but just like looking at the first page of our projections, any Nets props, like, do you think you'd like the Seth Curry assists more with, or sorry, the Kyrie Irving assists more with Seth Curry out? I don't know if that's the best example there. Seth Curry points, maybe he is a little bit more of the workload with no Seth Curry. And if you don't have any that, you know, immediately nothing, jump off the page at you.
Yeah, nothing really pops to mind because it's all basically Simmons, Kyrie, and Seth on the upside, and then it's all TJ Warren on the downside. So the one thing there would just be, you know, not that it's a direct positional replacement, but just the one thing would be on the expectation of there being 30 minutes basically thrown back into the pool for this team. It would probably knock down my expectations for the unders on those TJ Warren ones, just on the idea that he could chase, you know, 18, 20 minutes instead of the 14 we've got him projected for. Yeah. You throw him 4 or 5 more minutes. I'm not saying they're coming off the board. I'm not saying he's going to go over that 22.5 on his PRA, but it certainly wouldn't be 99 100% anymore.
Okay. Yep. That makes sense. Any other overs that you wanted to touch on before we move on, talk some unders.
Let me sort back out of this single game here. I think we had a couple that we could touch on here at the top of the board. Mikal Bridges on the assists. We talked about that, I think, on our last show. And it's one that you don't typically think of him for an assists line, but he's an okay facilitator, 13.7% assist rate in his 36.3 minutes a game. That leads to a 3.5 assists average for the season. We're projecting him for 3.9. So we're projecting him over. He averages over in a per 36 cents. It's on that same number because he plays 36 minutes a night. So this is just asking, it's just a line that's set below what this guy typically does. So I think they're just creating an opportunity there at No House. We've got it projected at 81.7% likely to go over. So it seems like a very strong one, not one where it's created by new opportunity necessarily, although there still are missing pieces for the Suns, and not one that's necessarily created because they've, a line that's set from a role that had been that is no longer, where we see replacement players go into the rotation, then the starters come back and they leave those lines floating out there for a little bit. This is just a line that's a little bit off based on what he does. So I think it's a strong play from the top of the board in our overs here. Julius Randle on the threes. Randle's been taking 7.8 a game. He only shoots 34.5%. So it's not ideal. It's not necessarily the kind of guy we want to chase for this, but at this line, only 1.5, he's making 2.7 a game. It's another one that's just kind of set too low for what he normally does. Not that we're expecting a differentiated situation for Julius Randle, but just based on what he does, what he averages, he could go out there and have a clunker of a night, but that's all we're really sweating here. We've got it at 80.5% to go over. So I like both of those.
Okay, right on. Well, those are some of our favorite overs on the night. We'll talk some unders here as well. But first, let me tell you, if you're just getting into sports betting, don't forget to check out Odd Shopper. It's got everything you need to make sure you're maximizing your profits. You can shop bets, create your own parlay using our parlay builder, find arbitrage opportunities. And of course, most importantly, you can shop bets to find the best price available across sports books. So check out Odd Shopper today. Okay, Tara, let's move on and talk some unders. We obviously already touched on that TJ Warren one quite a bit. I think spent half the show talking about the TJ Warren one, the nuances of that one. But let's talk some unders that you like here.
And the wild thing is there are three other TJ Warren ones that look good that you could certainly use from every component of that PRA is on the board for the unders. So feel free to use any of them. But to get away from him, I mentioned the Caris LeVert PRA before. That one's equally strong. It's set at 24.5. We've got him projected for 15.5. On the season, he's averaging a 20.4 in 30.8 minutes a night. But we're knocking him down to a 24-minute expectation tonight. So I really feel like that one's just as strong, assuming that we're correct about the minutes. By that same token, looking, Emmanuel, quickly, 24.5. We've got him projected at 16.79. We know this situation has changed for quickly. And the minutes are back down to a 26.6 minutes projection. He had been playing upwards of 30 a night with some missing pieces for the Knicks, but now we've got him back at this spot. So I really feel like that one's pretty strong. He averages 19.6 on the PRA in his 27.4 minutes a game. We've got it said again, we're going up against a 24.5 line. So we've got that 97.5% to go under. You know, very, very strong probabilities on these. There are a number of other PRAs on the board. There are a lot of single category ones too. So do you have a specific direction you want to go with any of these?
Let's talk about some of these Charlotte. We got Jalen McDaniels here, Terry Rozier. I mean, did you parlay these together at all? The unders on Jalen McDaniels and Terry Rozier. There's no real correlation. I mean, I guess blowout correlation, but you know, taking the unders, I guess there's some correlation because, you know, points and assists work together. How do you feel about pairing Jalen McDaniels at 23.5 PRA with Terry Rozier at 40.5 PRA? How do you feel about those?
Let's see. I'm looking at the Rozier one because I do have a little concern about the fragility of that one, just because we've got LaMelo questionable again. We've got Hayward questionable again. Rozier himself is potentially a little bit banged up. He's probable, though. I'm looking at it at the injury report now. He's sick, non-COVID sickness, but probable. So we've got some pieces for this team. LaMelo's been out for 3 games with multiple injuries. So I question whether he's going to be in there. And that does create upside for Rozier. The line is kind of accounting for it, right? It's a 40.5 PRA. It's a big line. He averages a 30.6 in about 36 minutes a night, and we're projecting him to play about 36 minutes. It's difficult to push him, you know, north of 36, 38 minutes in a projection. You can't project him to play the entire game necessarily, but I do think on like a usage basis, on an opportunity basis, maybe that one's a little bit more fragile than the 91%. We've got him projected to go 31.14, a little bit north of his average that I just mentioned. And certainly, you know, well south of that 40.5. So I do like it regardless of the situation. I just think it's maybe a little bit more fragile than the 91% would suggest. But I do think there's, you know, potentially some upside in putting those two together, just on the idea that, hey, maybe this team doesn't come out there and give it their all tonight. Maybe they get lit up. If they are missing a few pieces, though, you could see the path towards, you know, depreciation in that or degradation of that probability number. So let's keep our eye on the news on that Charlotte situation and just see what emerges as far as that rotation goes before we leave at those.
Yep, that makes sense. I also want to talk about, so two of our prop bets here are these Cavs bigs. We've got Evan Mobley under 11.5 rebounds and Jarrett Allen under 12.5 rebounds. Two of our favorite props. And they clearly, these guys have, we like the unders because they eat into each other, right? There's only so many rebounds to go around. So, you know, two bigs from the same team, both great rebounders, but it's tough for both of them to have a big day during the same game. Do you have any hesitation about playing these two together? Like maybe, you know, if Evan Mobley hits the under on 11.5, maybe that makes it a little bit more likely that Jared Allen hits the over. Like, do you have reservations about playing the Mobley and Allen rebounding props together just because they are so, you know, they're competing with each other for the rebounds, and if one's going under, the other might be more likely to go over?
So that would be something that would be really interesting to explore in just, you know, backward looking, you know, historical output, just what these guys eat into each other as far as these props go. And it's not something I've ever really explored, to be quite honest. It makes a lot of sense in my head. If one of these guys is going under, it's likely because the other guy grabbed a rebound, right? It's not suddenly the Cavs are going to lose all the rebounds to the opponent here. And, you know, certainly going up against Houston, there's going to be plenty of rebounding opportunities one would expect in this game. So on both of those fronts, I wouldn't necessarily play them together. I think you go one or the other feels a little bit like the more logical, safe approach to me to these two. They both do look individually strong, though. 95.1% for Mobley to miss that 11.5. We've got him projected at 8.2. We've got no, you know, expectation of differentiated minutes for him in our projection right now. He's averaging 8.8 boards for the season in 34 minutes. Let's say he goes up to and plays 36 minutes. We've got him at a 9.3 average. He's a good rebounder. I mean, we're not taking anything away from him. 13.5% rebounder. Jared Allen, by the same token, 15.4% rebounder, 9.7 a game, and a per 36 cents, he jumps to 10.5, but that lines up at 12.5. So, I mean, these are two pretty big numbers for these guys to get to. So while I don't necessarily like them together, I do think, you know, one guy falls short of his, it's because 2-3 rebounds went the other way to the other one. I do think that they're both pretty strong. We've got Kevin Love is questionable in that front court as well, though. Could create an expectation of a little bit more playing time. But again, both of these guys are already playing around, you know, 33, 34 minutes a night.
Right.
And we've got them projected for that range. So let's say we give them 36, 38. It's not really going to push it all that strongly toward that. It's still going to be fairly strong for these props to go under just because of the size of that line.
Yeah. And we do have, you know, as you said, you know, it's maybe a little bit less likely for both of them to hit, but we do have a three rebound gap for both Mobley and Allen. So certainly still viable to play them together, even if it's, those bets are somewhat negatively correlated. All right, Terry, any other bets you want to throw there? How about just one? What's your favorite bet of the day? Is it that TJ Warren one? Or, you know, and you've been talking so much about it, it sounds like you're like 50-50 on whether that hits. No, I'm kidding.
You put me on the line saying I'm 50-50 and a coin flip on a bet that we're calling 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, it would have to be that one, right? If we're going by these numbers, that one is just so inflated against the expectation right now. Unless news changes, which it certainly could, with a few missing pieces, those minutes completely change. But then we're dealing with different math. Based on the math, based on the known knowns, and a lot of the known unknowns right now, I very much like that TJ Warren one. So yeah, that is the strongest play on the entire board. I just don't like that we call it 100%.
Okay. So 22.5 PRA for TJ Warren. We both like the under. The site likes the under maybe by 0.1% more than it should, but I think you can still
exactly
play plenty of that TJ Warren PRA under 22.5. All right, Terry, any final words?
No, just good luck out there to all the people. Make sure you're coming back for the shows later on. We've got, I'm sure, the usual NBA shows lined up. I'll see you guys in the chat there, and good luck tonight, everybody.
Okay. Well, though, so we've given you some of our favorite picks. Thank you. You too, Terry. Those are some of our favorite picks. If you want even more picks from the Stochastic team, you can find all of our favorite picks and even our favorite lineups by going to stochastic.com, NBA dropdown, free NBA DFS data, the Nohos Advantage option, and you'll find our Nohos Advantage projections and even optimal lineups for these pick'em contests. Reminder, if you haven't already, please do like the video, subscribe to the channel, and we've got the NBA deeper dive and live before lock coming up in about an hour. So don't go anywhere. If you're playing NBA DFS tonight, come back, check out deeper dive live before lock. Thanks for watching. Good luck tonight.